Looking for a Honda? Get to RauschHonda.com. Save thousands on a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Hondas. Buy or lease, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Preview them at RauschHonda.com. And remember,
Honda. Spend a couple of minutes with Matt Mayer, President, Buckeye Institute. Have new president, I should say. Congratulations, Matt.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
Was that expected?
It wasn't. I was actually in the process of starting a competing think tank, and just through the course of events, ended up taking over Buckeye.
Course of events. You have a paper at the Buckeye Institute having to do with the Constitution, federal legislation, and Ohio. What's that all about?
Well, fundamentally what that means is, you know, we've really lost touch with what U.S. senators are supposed to do, which is, you know, from the founding days, they're supposed to represent the interests of the states and not so much the people in the states. And we've really gotten away from that since the 1913 change to how we elect senators. And that's where you get this idea that we've had this huge growth of Washington because states don't have a check, on Washington. And, you know, we're seeing that now in this health care bill as well as the energy bill where, you know, in the interest of Ohio, you know, we have folks that may be supporting something that, frankly, is going to really harm the state and its ability to finance these things.
Do you have any examples specifically?
Yeah, I mean, I think what I've read so far about the 2000 monster bill coming out of Nancy Pelosi is that it's going to increase the eligibility for Medicaid, which will drive the cost of the state of Ohio through the roof when we're already in a huge deficit.
Well, it's there. And let's see, that last night she announced that they were all set and going to debate it in the Senate and on to the president. It sounds like pretty much it's a done deal.
That's what she says. I'm not so sure she's got the votes for that. But that, you know, that's going to be a real tough thing for Ohio to swallow if we've got to pick up eligibility of folks up to, I think it's like $34,000 of folks that will be eligible for Medicaid. It'll push our numbers just through the roof.
Well, as I understand it, CBO initial reports spending $1.055
trillion.
That's unimaginable.
Well, you know, we're just on an unsustainable path, and we're on that path both at the federal level but also at the state level. I mean, we're spending money, and we're not really getting down to the brass tacks issue of what should government be doing with the revenues it has. And instead, we're saying, well, what revenues do we need so we can do what we want? And that's just not the way we should be functioning here in Ohio.
Well, the whole place is going to go broke here one day soon.
Unless, that's exactly right.
Unless this pace just slows down. And then there's this Waxman-Markey cap-and-trade bill, and there are those that think that that is just a flat-out joke. But it's expensive. It's tons of money.
Well, not only is it tons of money, but, you know, it's really going to kill manufacturing in Ohio, what's left of it. I mean, when you say we get 90% of our power comes from coal-fired plants, and you're going to put some type of levy on those folks, and then, you know, those drive the manufacturing companies that are producing things that produce CO2, and you're going to put a levy on them. I mean, you know, we need to be defending Ohio's natural resources, and we need to be defending our right to use those resources responsibly in an environmentally sensible way, and also need to start producing some nuclear power instead of this idea that, you know, we're going to depend on wind, sun, or water, which we frankly don't have much of.
Yeah. Well, I can see where there would be concern about the Constitution, federal legislation, and Ohio, because whatever position we are in here in the state and whatever position they are in Washington, they're not on the same wavelength.
Not at all.
Not at all. Well, give me something to worry about this morning anyway.
Something to worry about. You know, what I think you should worry about is how we're trying to deal with this budget issue here in Ohio. I mean, we're playing this game where we look at it, oh, well, we need to raise taxes or we need to cut services. And, you know, I think we need to look at Walmart as an example and say, why aren't we looking at the Walmartization of government and saying, how about we look at the cost of government? We've got these gold-plated pay, gold-plated health care, and gold-plated pensions for these state workers and government workers at all levels of government, and it's unsustainable that we're giving these folks anywhere between 3% and, you know, 7% raises every year. We're picking up a huge portion of their health care, way more than we are in the private sector, and we're giving them these pensions that are completely disconnected from reality. And let me give you an example of one of these. You know, we're currently doing some research on this, and you know, we're looking at a couple of state employees, and we're finding a guy that retires, and in his last year, he cashes in $68,000 worth of sick pay, which gets factored into his pension. And so it drives his pension up about $200,000 more than it should be over the course of the next 15 years, assuming he lives that long. And if there's at least 4 to 1,000 people doing that a year, that ends up translating to about an $82 million hit on taxpayers just because the guy cashed out sick pay because he didn't use it. And we're paying for that because it's driving up his pension payouts, which is just crazy, disconnected from reality, and we got to stop this kind of nonsense.
Matt, let's stay in touch.
That's definitely.
Matt Mayer, President, Buckeye Institute. We're talking about your money here.